I'm in the dressing room with bass baritone John Relier, and we're about to hear a performance of Bartók's Bluebeard's Castle, one of the, I think, 20th century masterpieces. Mr. Relier, welcome.
Thank you.
It is really nice to have you here, and I hope you're enjoying Philadelphia.
Love it. I really love Philadelphia. I lived here when I went to Curtis, and it's great to be back.
That's fantastic. We're looking at an opera dating from 1911 and premiered about 7 years later based on a libretto by one Bela Balázs, and symbolism everywhere.
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at this sort of world that Bartók has created inside of this castle, you know, you ask yourself, is this his soul? Are these the parts of man's conscience? There's so many ways to look at this piece, but that's the brilliance of it. And the constant sort of ability to reinterpret it.
Your partner for this is Michelle DeYoung. She's your Judith. How's that working out?
Well, we've actually sung this piece together many times, and it's always a great joy to work with her. We're good friends, and surprisingly, with this piece, you know, between us, it's you know, but we're very very good friends, and we've kind of watched each other evolve in our roles over the years. So it's always exciting to just kind of watch each other live with it and grow with it.
The symbolism in this opera is a set of seven doors in a very dark hall. Everything is sinister right from the start. And this is based on that Bela Balázs libretto. One's almost thinks of some of the expressionist writers of the time, and he must have been among them.
Yeah, he was. And he took influences from some of the expressionism of the time. And people like Strauss, you know, but there was still this need to define what a Hungarian sort of operatic identity would be. So he very much strove to go back into the folk idioms of the Hungarian music. And so there is a definite form of expressionism, but there's also kind of a reinvention of colors of people like Debussy. And so there is so much within that spectrum of style and color that this piece really stands in a perfect sort of apex in musical history and style.
And colors play a big role in this, don't they? Particularly in the orchestra.
Yes, and he really maximizes how these work in relation to each other, but yet somehow preserving the orchestra is almost like a commentary and a backdrop to this sort of almost like play evolving between the two characters.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.